This is Daniel Griggs. Thank you for tuning into The Inspire Daily Grind, where we talk about everything entrepreneurship. But we don't focus on just the success, but rather the grind, the hustle, and effort and will to succeed, to bring your visions to life and make your dreams a reality. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to The Inspire Daily Grind. This is Daniel Griggs. If it's your first time listening, second time, if you've been listening to my podcast for a while now, rather be on iHeartRadio and Power Radio, iTunes, thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks so much for listening. Today, I'm seriously staying on this doing everything with purpose tip. Last week, I chatted a lot about just as entrepreneurs, and I even got into sports because if you do or don't know, I relate so much to sports when it comes to entrepreneurship and running a business and a lot with life just period in general. And so I talked a lot about expectations last week. If you hadn't heard that podcast, you can go to iHeartRadio right now or iTunes and subscribe and listen to it. I talked a lot about expectations and what people should expect when as an entrepreneur running a business and as an athlete. And I went from a perspective of trying to play pro at any sport that you're pursuing, but it's a lot more hard work than you think. I know there's this cliche saying of, you know, work hard and things will happen, but there's a lot more to hard work, right? When it all comes together and there's success with it, it's a cake. Like, If you before you look at the final piece of a cake, there's, you know, all these different ingredients. You got flour, you got eggs, you have all this different stuff, and you got to put the icing on the cake. It has to bake, etc. So it has to go through an entire process. And every single piece of that ingredient, every single part of that process is hard work itself. So that's how you have to view it. So I'll take it from the sports perspective and I know I was talking about what we mentioned last week about expectations, and we're talking about doing everything with purpose now. But from a sports perspective, guys will work out, girls will work out till they're throwing up, halfway passed out, etc. Right? And I'm not just talking about somebody just working out to work out. I'm not just talking about somebody doing like a daggum CrossFit or something like that. No offense to all you CrossFitters out there, so don't come after me, but I'm talking about someone that's trying to accomplish a goal and play professional on any type of level. Or if you can be in college or even high school, but I like to talk about professional aspect because it's a lot more mental. So with that, people will work out, you know, like I said, until they'll pass out 1, 2, 3 times a day. That's just one part of the hard work. Lifting the weights is one part of the hard work. Doing the sprints is just one part of the hard work. Body maintenance is just one part of hard work, because you can't put everything out that you need unless your body is healthy. Nutrition, supplements, and proteins, and understanding your body, like all of these things make up for you to put yourself in the best position to win and be successful. But most people only have one aspect of it, or only two aspects of it. And they don't put all these ingredients together to be successful. I've mentioned plenty of times about the way that I even got an opportunity to play in the NFL, or really to do anything that I've done for the most part, is because I took that initiative and I personally reached out to who I felt was going to be the decision maker and allow me to get that opportunity that I was seeking. What's crazy is that, all right, mind you, I played at a Division III school. Now, I was running like a 4.34 in a 40, and I was really fast, but I ran that in high school, and I never got like a single letter or offer from any college. So I just went to a college. I went to a Division III college, really small college. I never had a single accolade. Like, not a single one in college, even though I had really good stats. Of course, we didn't win any games. But anyways, that's another story for another day. But I didn't have much of anything from a resume standpoint. Like, it wasn't like, oh, hey, this guy was all conference or whatever it may be, or he got invited to some kind of senior bowl or something like that. No, like I was literally a nobody. Literally a nobody. But I put in hard work to put myself in a position to get that opportunity. And I did that by reaching out, by figuring out emails, by figuring out phone numbers, by reaching out to these people and not caring about if I got rejected or not, because I had a goal in mind. And that was my goal, was to get that opportunity to be able to play on a pro team or play in the NFL. All I could do is ask for the opportunity and do everything I can do to get that opportunity. I did not sit around and wait and work out and just post videos and say how hard I was working. And I'm going to touch a lot of people with this, because a lot of people do this from a sports aspect and an entrepreneurial aspect. And everything looks great and everybody roots you on, and it's hard work doesn't go unnoticed, but the wrong people are noticing you because they're not decision makers. So the point of what I was getting to is that I know guys, and I was working out with guys and training with guys and guys that I even formerly played with, maybe let's say on an arena team. And I would tell them, like, hey, this is what I'm doing. Like, I got these emails. I'm getting responses. I'm following up with these people. You already have, like, you got a better resume per se than I do. You may have played in a CFL instead of an arena team, but you're playing on an arena team now. You may have went to a bigger school, had a lot more exposure than I did. Like, you got a better resume. This is what I send them. This is how I do it. Like, I literally told guys this. And, man, none of them did it. I think one of them may have did it a few times. But I gave them the recipe for the hard work that they were missing, that they needed. And they would not do it. And you know what that goes into? It goes to, you hear people a lot of times saying, you know, to be successful, you know, you have to do what's uncomfortable. That was uncomfortable for them, because most people expect somebody else to do something for them, and they expect themselves to be able to get an opportunity based on what someone else gives. And all they have to do is just one aspect of it. But it doesn't work like that all the time. It really doesn't. And I say that because from a sports perspective, you have an agent, and I had about 5 different agents, and everyone claimed to be working for me. And there was only one. And he had connections with certain arena teams when I went to need to go play on an arena team. He did his job. All the other ones didn't. I remember specifically when I got the phone call from the Jacksonville Jaguars and when the New York Jets contacted me. And I told my agent, dude didn't even believe me, which is crazy. And I asked him, like, the previous week, like, hey, have you reached out to any teams? What are they saying? Hey, I've sent emails to all 32. I hadn't got responses back from any. And I was like, all right, BS. So that's when I took things into my own hand and said, I'm going to figure this out myself. And I didn't say, hey, give me the teams that you're reaching out to and give me the email or something like that. I went and I don't know if you had a generic email list or whatever it is, but I went out and I of course, found every single one of these emails. I found the right people I need to contact with. I structured an email, and I literally did email marketing and didn't even realize it, right? Because as a pro athlete, you're an entrepreneur. You don't look at it or realize it in that aspect, but you're an entrepreneur because your body is your business, and you're on contract for every single job that you have. And at any moment, that contract can be canceled. And depending on the agreement within the contract, you may or you may not get paid. And in the NFL, once you cut, you cut. I know in the NBA and things like that, there's more guaranteed money and different things work different ways, but you're still an entrepreneur. And this is the same aspect, and I say that, you know, to transition this over to entrepreneurship, it's the exact same thing when you're running a business, when you're starting a business, when you continue to build a business. You just expect things to happen, rather you have money or rather you don't. Now, I know there's this notion of everyone, you know, a lot of people don't have money, or there's always this great story about, You know, I always mention how I started my company with $9.90. Look, I was broke. I'm just gonna be straight up with you. I'm not sugarcoating anything, right? Me and my wife, I talk about it sometimes and laugh about it now, but you know, cry earlier, but laughing about it later. But it, you know, it was really tough. But that's not everyone's journey. Some people are given money, but that does not mean that you're going to be successful. And somebody can continue to give you money and you can continue to be a failure. And some people that may have just been born with a silver spoon in their mouth, which nothing is wrong with that. If you're the type of person that I am, and you know, you didn't grow up with much, but I seen my parents provide a lot for us, my children will be well off, very well off. That's my entire goal. And if you listen to this podcast right now, and if you have children, that is more than likely, I would hope so, that's your goal as well. Like, no one wants their kids to, everyone should want, more than likely wants their kids to grow up and have more than what they have. Like, of course, I'm going to teach them hard work, all the ingredients of it, but my kids are going to grow up with being able to have a silver spoon. Like, they're going to be able to grow up with a silver spoon in their mouth. I'm not going to, you know, allow them to be brats. I'm not going to spoil them. But if there's anything that they need, I'll more than likely have a lot of resources for it. So, you know, from that aspect, you know, that's fine. But to the point of the purpose and the things that you really expect, or the purpose that you have as an entrepreneur, when you put yourself out there, you have to take the same approach to understand, like, even if you pay somebody and you have the money to do it in marketing, you still have to do your research. You still have to stay on top of things and say, okay, I trust this person, but this is the money that I'm investing. So I need to make sure that I'm getting an ROI for it. Elsewise, you can keep foolishly investing your money in things that you just think is going to work because you have the money for it, but it doesn't work like that. Like, building a business doesn't work on the basis of, hey, I got millions of dollars in my account. I'm just going to throw it at some company and say, hey, do marketing for me, and it's going to work, and we're going to build business. Like, there's so many different types of things to it. If you start off as a one-man team, as I did, you understand how it is to have to wear every single hat that there is, right? And then you have to delegate all of that out. So while it's really tough at the beginning, you understand on how to really manage your money and keep track of every single dime that you spend. But from the aspect of doing the things with purpose, first off, we'll start with this. When someone first starts a business, and I see this so much, they get an LLC or file a DBA, get a Facebook page, they get a website, they get some business cards, and they already feel successful. Now, let me say this. I don't want to take that away from anybody, because that may be a lot for somebody. Like, some people may say, hey, I never took initiative or actually took a leap and even started to even move forward with anything like this. So I don't want to take that away from you, but everyone's success is their success. But from a financial standpoint, which, hey, let's be real, you got to make money to pay bills. You got to make money to, you know, live the lifestyle that you, whatever lifestyle it is that you want, right? So when you start to try to build the business, you have to do everything with purpose and intent. And I'll use this very specifically for myself, because I literally just started doing it this year, which was, I always said how much money that I wanted to make. I wanted my business to make from a growth standpoint, like yearly, right? So I didn't really set one my first year. I was just like, you know, I'm just going to start it off. And then my second year, I was like, all right, I want to make six figures. Then third year, I was like, all right, I want to make a million plus, right? And so this year, I wrote down my goal, my yearly goal, like I usually do. Well, I noticed, like, it was really tough to hit those goals those previous years. Now, it's not going to be, I don't expect anything to be easy, but I started to break things down a lot more. And this goes into, like, doing things with purpose. So I have on my whiteboard in my office, I have on my whiteboard, it says in 2018, gross nothing less or gross X amount plus, right? So if that's, we'll say 1.1 million plus, that's what will be on my whiteboard for the entire year. Or if it's 3 million plus, it'd be on my whiteboard for an entire year, depending on what business it is and what I'm trying to accomplish with each one of the businesses that I have. So I was looking at it, and even though I was going back and tracking, like, okay, what took place January, or what took place this quarter, or what have you, I changed it up. And the reason I changed it up is a guy, I forget his name. I got him in my inbox because I seen him. I went to the Traffic and Conversion Summit in San Diego, and I heard him speak. Sixth Division is the company that he owns. And he has a Facebook ad that popped up on my my feed, and it was him. And I watched the video just because I was looking at the video really to kind of get ideas and things that they do, the way that they market. And I'm like, okay, why did he probably pop up on my timeline? I know that they have my email, but anyways, he said that most business owners don't say the exact amount of money that they want to make that month. And then once they even do say how much money I want to make this month, they don't plan it. Well, I'm really good at planning, but I wasn't breaking down exactly how much I want to make on a monthly basis, right? So let's just say it's, I guess, what is that, 1.2 million or something like that. If I said, hey, I want to make 1.2 million this year, and I break it down into, we'll just say 100K a month. Like, I wasn't doing that. I was just saying, this is what I want to make on a yearly, this is my yearly goal, but I was looking at it from a monthly perspective. And so for the month of May, I start breaking down exactly how much I want to make from a monthly perspective, from what I want to make monthly. And it put things into perspective. And I was like, okay, well, I need to close X amount on contracts. Do I want to include the amount that I want to gross on a monthly basis? Do I want to include that with recurring revenue that I make? Right. So for this business, I want to make X amount. For this business, I want to make X amount. Once I know how much I want to make, I need to look at the type of contracts that I need to close and the amount of people that I'll need to do for each one of those contracts, how much I will or won't take on, et cetera, the type of projects that I want to take on, how much will it allow me to gross, et cetera. And I even broke this down into net as well. But that is what helped create purpose. And literally, like, I had it in my mind for 2 weeks. Like, I'm being straight authentic right now. I had it in my mind for 2 weeks, and I still didn't even write it down. And I, every single day, it popped in my head because I naturally I evaluate myself at the end of the day, like, how productive was my day, et cetera. And so on May 1st, I was like, it needs to be on my board. And I still didn't have it up there. And I was laying in the bed, about to go to sleep. And I literally told myself, it popped in my head, if you don't write down this goal, you're not going to accomplish it. If you don't write it down now, because I literally said to my, like, having a conversation with myself, not in a weird way, but maybe it is weird. I don't know. But look, I literally told myself, I was like, I had a conversation with myself, and it's like, if you don't write down this goal, you're not going to accomplish it. And I said to myself, like, I'll write it down tomorrow. Like, I was extremely tired. It was a really long day. I think this was like on a Monday or whatever. And then it popped in my head again. No, you need to do it now because you've already been waiting. So it's like midnight or 1 a.m. or something like that. I got out of the bed, walked to the office in my home, not drive to the office at my office location, but I walked to my home office, went inside, erased my goal that I had for the year. And then I just put the monthly goal up there. And the reason I erased my yearly goal is because I don't want to even look at it. Like, there's really no reason for me to look at it if I write down my monthly goal and I hit that monthly goal every single month. So that's what I did. And it put things into perspective because I was like, okay, I wrote that down. And literally when I wrote it down, I went back and laid down. And then my mind was racing. It was like, okay, what proposals do we have out right now? What contracts are we closing right now? What leads are we getting in? So now I'm starting to look at in even more detail because I look at it all the time. Okay, we get in X amount of leads a month. We have X amount of people visit our website. on average, we've been closing X amount of contracts a month. How long does it typically take to close a contract? And sometimes it takes a while. I mean, a lot of contracts that we closed, man, the follow-ups lasted 2 months, 3 months. Someone was even 4, 5, 6 months. I had a client that we closed a contract on that would like got closed a year later. And it was crazy because we went through everything. They was ready to move forward. Didn't hear back from them. Was sending follow-ups. And then like literally 5, 6 months later, we're sending follow-ups. And then 5 or 6 months later, we sent another follow-up because we looked and seen that their website hadn't changed at all and followed up with them. And they told us, hey, thanks so much for contacting us. Like, you know, we went through some internal changes with different things. And so, but, you know, you hit us at the right time. We actually was just looking at this and want to get forward with the website, et cetera. So ended up closing on that project. And it put things into perspective like, hey, some projects with some clients may take longer to close. Sometimes may take shorter. Like, we don't have time to say, oh, well, we'll follow up with them later and count it for the month of May when it's August, September when we close it. No, we need to be able to close them now. So that put things into perspective because it's like, okay, well, we get in lots of leads just from being ranked really high online from a monthly, just monthly, but we need to get intentional leads. So we need to reach out to people and we need to do it in mass. And I haven't done this literally. I haven't done this since like when I first started my company in 2015. So we start doing other forms of marketing that's more purpose, like more intentional, which is email marketing, and we'll do social media marketing, but we start breaking down social media marketing for the certain audiences that we wanted to connect with. And so the whole point of it is that we start doing everything with purpose. And the only way that we were able to do things with purpose is because I was like, okay, this is the amount that we need to gross in sales on a monthly perspective. This is what we need to, this is the goal. Now let's figure out how we're going to accomplish that goal. And then we, you know, it made us start looking at everything in a lot more detail. And I'm very detail oriented in regards to looking at the amount of money that we spend on certain things, what things are working, what things aren't working. But when you have an ultimate goal in place, you begin to look at it differently. And so that's how you break things down for purpose. When you have, I know it's really difficult sometimes as a startup, but at the same time, you can still take the exact same approach. How much money I want to make this year? Okay, this is how much money I want to make this year. Let me break this down into a monthly. Let me break this down monthly. All right, I want to make X amount a month. How are we going to accomplish this every single month? How are we going to close on contracts? How are we going to get paid? How many people do we need to get on the phone? How many emails do we need to get? How many leads do we need to get? How many proposals are we going to have to present depending on the industry? Like, how many people do we need to accomplish this goal on average? If my prices are, let's say you're doing e-commerce and you say, hey, I want to get $10,000 in sales this month. What's your lowest product price? How many of those do you need to sell in 1 month to hit that goal? And then say, hey, we need to get at least X amount of sales this month because this is our lowest price. And let's say 100 people, we need 100 people to buy this lowest priced product. Then we need the target to get 100 people in. Therefore, we need to get in, you know, look, 1,000 leads. Out of those 1,000 leads, we can expect that 10%, which is 100 people, to actually make a purchase. So it allows you to really be able to break things down from an entrepreneur's perspective. And I wanted to, and I'm talking about this because I work with a lot of businesses, small businesses. I worked a lot of small businesses previously, years back, early off when I started my company. But now we work with corporations, but really it's the exact same thing. And with small businesses, because most of them are 1, 2, maybe 3 man team or woman team, they don't break things down to where it makes sense. And it's more so like, oh, hey, we can do these. If we do this, we can make X amount of money. And our yearly goal is, you know, we want to make 100K this year. So, oh, this can potentially bring in $50,000 itself. Like, I hear that so many times. Or, oh, I only want, if we get 1% of this entire market. That's $500,000 or something like that. And it's like, come on, man. Like, I'm not saying that's not realistic, but what I am saying is the way that you're approaching it realistically, you're not going to accomplish that goal at all. So I want everybody to think about that. Whether you're an entrepreneur, I have a lot of athletes that listen to my podcast now as well. So if whether you're an entrepreneur or whether you're an athlete, really put into perspective your goals. If you're an athlete, if you're saying, hey, I want to play on the highest level as a pro athlete, then you need to look at it and say, okay, I'm working hard and working out every day and staying prepared, but I haven't had anybody contact me. I haven't had any teams. Why not? What can I do? Me as an individual, what can I do to accomplish this goal? If you're an entrepreneur and you want to make a yearly X amount, break it down monthly and then say, okay, what marketing am I doing now? How can I bring in more leads to capture more clients or more customers to hit this goal on a monthly perspective? And I guarantee you, just starting there, you will see a complete difference in your success short term, but that will allow you to see your goals being accomplished in the long term. Thanks for tuning in. Talk to you later.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Inspire Daily Grind. As usual, I'm extremely grateful for y'all's attention, the fact that you even listen to my podcast. Thanks so much. Definitely go and check me out on social media. It's at Daniel O'Griggs across all platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. So definitely go and check me out on all of those. I always follow back. Until then, I chat with y'all next week.